Guys, I have a great story. I just hope I can do it justice. I met legendary CBS cameraman Bob Welsh. He's been working the roof here at the U.S. Open high atop Arthur Ashe Stadium for years. Never had the guts to say hi. Finally walked up to him and introduced myself yesterday. And we started talking about what he does up there when it's raining and how that goes from the best job at the Open to the worst job when there's weather.
But he said
it's not quite as dangerous as the 20 weeks a year he does golf for CBS.
Oh, no.
Where a couple decades ago in Memphis, he was actually struck by lightning while working the camera.
Get out.
It doesn't surprise me.
Fried the camera, ran through the cabling, and fried the relay at the truck. The only thing that saved him, he was wearing metal golf spikes so he wouldn't slip. So he wasn't the end point of the shock, if you will.
Wow.
It went right through him, fried the camera on his shoulder, and fried the relay at the truck.
But let me guess, CBS asked, did you get the shot of the lightning?
That's exactly it. I mean, it's all about the shot for this guy. And he was talking about how the next week he was working again at another event, and the vice president of CBS came up to him and asked him how he was doing. He said, I'm doing okay now that the swelling's down. The guy said, the swelling? What are you talking about? He said, well, one of the side effects of getting struck by lightning, and I got to think of a delicate way to say this. You know when you're watching a Cialis commercial and it says, should you have something that lasts longer than 4 hours?
Oh, yeah.
My.
That was the side effect for him of being struck by lightning, only it lasted a lot longer than 4 hours.
Oh, no.
He told the vice president of CBS, when I was in the hospital, the nurse was applying ice. I mean, we were doing whatever we could. I couldn't sleep on my stomach, blah, 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 you know, the whole thing. But finally, the swelling went down, and so he hadn't told his wife that he'd been struck by lightning. But not 2 hours after he tells the vice president of CBS, he gets a call from his wife. What happened to you? And what was swollen?
How do you explain that?
But no worse from the wear. You can't survive a lightning strike. Just walk around with metal golf spikes, I guess.